The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
Poetry can express subtle meanings and feelings that fail dry factual description. This is a poem about the five daily prayers. Dusk. At the margin of day with day's eve, the alongside world nudges up like a cat, aloof but familiar, gathering in dusky shades, the palate behind lids closed against the light of a window opening beyond. Night. On the mirror black night sea, face between countless stars, fathomless depths, night sailor teases out the slack, alert in repose, watching for signs of wind and then the stir of breeze before dawn, and sense stiffened he hauls into the center and holds there for that moment's catch of breath. Dawn. In the texture of dawn's soft wrap, each glistening bead tells its glory tale of night's drenching. Noon. At dead of noon, frowning angels dance on the wall of heat, and all creatures shroud from the blast. Depth falls away from vision, and only stirs the play of silver on sheeny faces. Late afternoon. In the late afternoon, as the last light is squeezed from the painter's tube, adrift with the throng in antique city, heart weary with usage, you furrow a path past the wares of man, stacked up bolts of satin and shoddy and taffeta, bold brass, rank upon rank, rank odors covered over, stratum upon stratum, abstracts of sound woven into declensions of rhythm and cadence, ever changing in their sameness. And then you slip from the press of the heedless and pass through the portal, heart lifted into the stillness of the forecourt's glade of lengthening shade, and the archways of the inner chamber beckon into hallowed space, and heart illumined, you part away through the thick air between the forest of pillars of a lamp-lit grove to wait the call.
Messenger of Mercy.